the smartphone game Pokemon Go continues to create a buzz and propel people out of doors in pursuit of imaginary creatures. The phenomenon intrigues some and annoys others. Take at Lake Park in Milwaukee. It's one of the most popular local play areas, yet neighbors are not amused. The clash of interest will be the subject of a meeting Wednesday in Lake Park. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz explores why it's a Pokemon Go hotspot.
It's a warm, summery night in Lake Park, and it's humming with quiet energy. A kaleidoscope of ages and races are at play. Apologies to Pokemon Go aficionados, but as I understand the game, your smartphone and its GPS help you search for emerging or spawning Pokemon. That's short for pocket monsters. If all goes well, a creature virtually appears as if it's in the park. If you swipe the screen just right, you'll capture the wee monster. Drayden Jay is in the middle of a huge clump of people. He just caught an elusive dragon. He explains that the more people congregate in one spot, the higher the chance of finding a more valuable Pokemon.
With this many people collectively here, it increases that chance for rare things to spawn.
Jay says friendship also spawns.
I've made some of, I'd say, my closest friends just playing this game because we have something in common, which gets us talking. We find out we have more things in common. There's that connection.
That was my lucky catch tonight. I'm going
It's a night of firsts for James Williams. The Milwaukee resident was playing the game for the first time. He just captured a Pokemon, and he's never before been in Lake Park.
This is my first.
In this park ever?
Yeah.
Every night I come play Pokemon.
Jennifer Dobert is here alone, but not alone. She says she's been playing Pokemon Go since almost day one, and one element she likes best is being around all sorts of people.
Before Pokemon came, you wouldn't see this many people anywhere unless a festival came. You wouldn't see people outside. The kids weren't outside. They're on their video games inside. I think it's making people come together as a community. There's not violence here. There's never violence. You know, never
You've
violence.
Never felt uncomfortable.
Nope, not at all. It's like peaceful.
Dobert says she also feels healthier.
Since I started playing Pokemon, I lost 15 pounds.
Awesome. I think that's terrific.
Peter Van Slett is less awed about the load of people congregating in Lake Park. He lives across the street.
You know, last night was particularly bad. At one time, there were roughly 35 people in front of our house on the sidewalk. They weren't being mean or anything, but completely unaware. I don't think you should have Pokemon monsters in the ordinary sidewalk area. That makes no sense at all.
Fellow neighbor Mary Bridges says she fears someone will eventually be injured.
People will find or spot a, I don't know what they're called, and they'll have kids on their shoulders, and they're running across the street while cars are turning, doing U-turns in the street.
Bridges says other neighbors have reported what she describes as disrespectful behavior.
You know, there really aren't enough bathroom facilities to host all of these people that come here. I guess I'm trying to say this the best that I can. For the hundreds and I think even thousands of people that are here sometimes that can't handle it. So then that results in mistreatment of the park and the land. I've noticed a lot more littering.
Last week, Milwaukee County Parks Director John Dargle stated that the county hopes to partner with the company that developed Pokemon Go to, quote, manage both respect for our parks and neighbors. People who attend this Wednesday evening's meeting will probably be looking for a more tangible Pokemon action plan. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.